So right now we're hanging out in the studio with Bill Bellamy in town for the Ladies Night Out Tour, right?
Yeah, we are here, man. Just got in the city, ready to turn up for the whole weekend. Our first show at Good Nights is at, I think, 7:30 or something like that. 7:30, so it's another show at 10, mm-hmm. and then after that is the after party at Solus.
Oh, nice.
So we come to your city, we turn all the way up. So we're going to do something real fun on Twitter and Facebook for my VIP fans to get them to my party at Solus.
So do people who work at the radio station are automatically VIP?
You
right?
already VIP.
Okay.
When I walked in here and I saw your fine ass face, you
what?
VIP!
Oh, stop. You making me blush.
Girl, I like making you blush a little bit. Your dimples came out.
I know. You know. Did you like the way we rolled out the red carpet?
Yo,
your face is everywhere.
You guys made me feel really, really good. It's so nice and kind of you guys to. I'm very humble about it. You know, I'm like, that is awesome. You know, I don't even, some of those photos, I'm like, oh, wow, because you're moving so fast. You don't even, sometimes you don't take the moment to look and see how far you've come. And I just thought that was nice to see all the different moments in my career that I just had a flashback. So it was really nice of you to do that for me.
Well, Renee, who works in the front.
Renee,
when I told her you were coming, she was like, I got this.
She got me.
And she started working on this 3 days ago.
She
was not playing around. She was not playing around. So what's been up? You were just at Soul Train, right?
I was in Vegas last week for Soul Train. It was amazing. It will air November 30th. I not only was I presented for Song of the Year, I also taped another comedy special for Centric BET called the Centric Comedy All-Stars. So I got a host of great comics on that. I'm the host and executive producer of that. So I did that. And I got a new TV show called Let's Ask America, which is a game show. Check this out. This is what I think is going to make this show a big hit.
Okay.
You can be on the show from your house. So if you got internet, you got a laptop or whatever, you can Skype in on a show. I'm in the studio audience. I'm meeting people from all over the country.
Uh-huh.
Real cool people. Some crazy. Some just like, you know, school teachers, firemen, ex-cops, and just the real nuts and bolts of America kind of thing. But we got the funniest questions. You know, you just got to guess it right. You make it to the final round, you can win up to $35,000. So
whoa, I know.
The crib, that ain't bad.
What?
And you, yo,
that's like the best work at home job ever.
Oh my God, yo, you know how many people been hitting me up talking about Bill, how I get that money? How I get that money? You know, I got cousins that want to be on the show.
Oh, of course. Well, listen, look, I got cousins who are calling me right now that want to be on the show because they hear us talking to you.
Yeah.
Now let me, so for those of us who, I don't know, maybe work in radio and can't afford to fly out to LA to be on The Price is Right.
Right.
This is perfect.
It's perfect. Like what you do, you go online and you go to lessaskamerica.tv.
Okay.
And you started the process there. You know, you want to be on the show, you start filling out all the information, they'll call you, you know, then they start, you know, sort of doing like interviews online with you.
And if
you make it through all the rounds, you'll be on TV from home.
Okay, so we're going to put that link on our website.
Yeah, lessaskamerica.tv. Yeah, and you can win up to $35,000 and the comfort of your own home.
Oh my God, that is like who,
fun,
everybody
right?
needs to be doing that. Okay, so when do you do all of this? You doing comedy? You were on the road? You doing
it's
a game
crazy.
Show?
Let me tell you,
you were just on The Real like 10 minutes ago.
I was just on The Real, but I take this is what's crazy about my life. Like when it rains, it pours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got lulls, you got ups and downs,
right.
whatever, right?
Right?
So right now it's a pickup again. So
right.
it's like I got Mr. Box Office is my sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting that now. We
right.
just started production again. I shot 8 weeks of Let's Ask America. I shot 150 episodes in 8 weeks. It was bananas.
That's 150.
Okay, so
how many shows does that break down to like a day?
So like I was doing
24/7
shows. I was doing 7 shows in a day. So I was doing 7 shows 3 days a week. So 21 shows a week.
No.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I lost my voice on one of the shows, so we had to go back and redo that show because I was like,
Now, does it make it easier to do that many shows because you're working with people on the internet versus having a whole bunch of people in the studio, or is it
well,
not any easier?
I like that everybody has access
because, mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, like you said, you can't get on, everybody can't get on a plane and fly to where they make the show
right.
sometime. But what about if you got internet connections, you could be on the show. Then we have live audience in the studio.
Okay.
So I'm cracking jokes.
Right.
I'm acting the damn fool.
Of course.
And I'm trying to give away money. So I never hosted a game show before. This was like, you know what? Perfect combination for me,
mm-hmm.
hanging out with real people. You know, this reminds me kind of like my MTV stuff.
Right.
And then also, you know, helping people win money, which is everybody want to win some goddamn money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to beep that out. That's
yeah, fine. Everybody going to win some money.
That's right. Okay. Now, so you're like the new Nick Cannon, right? Except you've been around longer than
yeah,
Nick and
you know,
you're funnier than Nick.
I don't want to be labeled
compared to
like
anybody.
That. Right. I'm Bill Bellamy.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Nick is his own thing, and God bless him. He's got a lot of things, you know, going on.
And when
his
I say that,
well.
I don't mean from a talent perspective. I mean from the sheer number of jobs.
Yeah, Nick is Jamaican as well.
Right, 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 right.
He has a lot of jobs, and so does Bill Bellamy. Like
right.
I am.
We hear you on the Tom Joyner Morning
I'm
Show.
Tom
you
Joyner,
pop in and out.
In for him.
Right.
I do Mr. Box Office, Let's Ask America. I'm touring with Ladies Night Out. I'm about to do another special. I'm like. I'm ready. I mean, but you know what? You just got to be ready. When an opportunity presents itself, you just gear up, you get your rest,
mm-hmm.
and lock and load.
Now, all the stuff you've done, because, I mean, I was a Bill Bellamy fan when I was in college.
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, Def Comedy Jam.
Oh, thank you.
Is that or is that not a booty call? Like, all
can
of that.
Can you help me?
So, out of all the stuff that you've done, like, what, can you pick something that was your favorite?
Man. I can say, honestly, probably the most fun part of my career was mm-hmm. my MTV years. Because
yeah.
it was just the 90s was in a right spot.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop was blowing up.
Yeah.
Pop music blew up. All these stars were... This was what's crazy about the 90s. A lot of stars was made in a window of time.
Right.
Like the Jay-Z, the Diddy, right. the Gwen Stefani's, the Boys to Men,
mm-hmm.
Eminem, Snoop, Dre, Tupac, Biggie. Like,
all of
these talented people came through this vortex,
mm-hmm.
and I was at the right at the entrance of the vortex. I was like, hey, guys, welcome to the game, you know?
Right,
and
I was
interviewing everybody and being a part of their success. So, like, I have so many friends to this day still in the music game because of that.
Wow.
I just saw Faith Evans in Vegas, and she was just like, Bill, oh my God. Like, we have so many memories. I saw Lil' Kim. Like,
oh, wow.
Like, it's certain people that you just like, oh my God, we're still here. I'm happy to see you. I miss you. And it's a good feeling because if you're blessed to have a long career,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see people disappear.
Right.
And you're going to see people who are really talented that survive all the ups and downs.
Well, we were talking about this. One of my friends and I were talking about this the other day. Like, the 90s were like that sweet spot where now all of those hit songs that were big in the 90s for those of us who were coming along in the 90s,
right.
those are the songs you hear in commercials now, like
yeah,
to get
yeah,
our
yeah.
attention.
Yep.
Or you can take a Nicki Minaj with an Anaconda. Baby Got Back,
but
which was huge in 92.
Got, yeah, that was 92.
You know, and now, like, college kids love that song.
They think Anaconda
is
like
brand new.
Come on, man. I mean, it's crazy. Like, I heard a commercial, and they were using that song. Whoop, there it is.
Right.
I'm
right.
like, that's tag team,
tag
right?
team, back in the day. Like, they used to play that in college parties.
I interviewed tag team.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. The 90s yeah. were the 90s were a great period, and it's like we all get excited when we hear 90s music now. Like when I hear Biggie or Tupac or Snoop or Jay-Z from back in the
yeah,
day. I mean, like pre-Beyonce Jay-Z. Like
I remember, this is funny, you just said Jay-Z. I remember interviewing Jay-Z in Aspen. We were doing like the Mount MTV thing where it used to be the winner stuff.
Right.
And he was like, yo, man, I'm going to change my name to Hov. I'm going to be Hover. I'm like, what the
You're
hell?
Like, what?
What, like Hoover, like vacuum cleaner? He's like, no, like Hover, you know? Like Hover. I said, all right,
okay,
whatever. I'll go with it, Jay-Z, Hover, whatever.
Whatever. It worked. But you know what? Back in the 90s, too, I was in the music business, and I worked for Columbia Records, and I had Destiny's Child on the road when they were 15 and 16.
Yep.
We were in Charlotte, North Carolina, in a limo on Beatty's Ford Road, at a Willie's Records tapes and CDs. We got out of the record store, got in the limo, turned on the radio, and a Jay-Z song came on the radio. I swear to God, Beyonce goes, oh my God, I love him. He is so fine. And I just kind of looked at her like, really?
Seriously?
That's what you... That's what
See, that's what she wanted and right now, there at 16.
Fast forward, yeah. Who'd have thunk, right?
I know.
You were looking at him like, oh,
I remember when Beyonce came to MTV, she was like 16 years old.
Right.
And I was like, yo, man, that means she's like in the ninth grade.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's young.
But she didn't look it, right?
She didn't look it. She looked grown because they had her all dressed up. But I was just like, this Destiny's Child, these girls are young. Like, how did they know? Because, see, I didn't know I wanted to be an entertainer, like, in the ninth grade.
Right.
Like, I was like, dang, they know they want to be stars already. I thought that was just so cool, like, to know as a kid that you want to be something like, and you doing it
right
early.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy because I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Me either.
I don't know what I want to do now. It's just by the grace of God. I'm working in radio. I haven't figured it out yet.
I know. I love. I'm doing my dream, man. I'm living my dream. Every day I thank God for just allowing me to wake up and know what it is. My calling is to bring sunshine to people, make them laugh, to entertain, and bring joy. You know, I just came back from Japan, and I went out there for the troops for like 11 days. I hit eight military bases. Man, those faces of those soldiers, man, when we came out there just to make them laugh. We didn't even have music.
Right.
We just came out there to make them laugh. Like, they were so, like, thankful and excited and just like, yo, thanks, B, for coming out here. Because sometimes we know we be stressing out here. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, music and laughter helps a lot of people. So you got to keep playing this music.
Well, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
We'll check you out at Good Nights tonight.
Yeah, all weekend long.
We're going to put you on Instagram and on
you gonna
Facebook
put me on there?
And Twitter and all of that.
You better.
We will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Follow me at Bill Bellamy on Twitter. Holla.